This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman, and here are some of the stories making headlines around the world today. Salman Rushdie, who spent years in hiding after an Iranian fatwa ordered his killing, is on a ventilator and could lose an eye following a stabbing attack at a literary event in New York State on Friday. FBI agent sees records marked top secret during their search of former President Donald Trump's Florida estate, according to documents made public in a probe that includes possible violations of the U.S. Espionage Act. Taliban fighters beat women protesters and fire into the air as they violently disperse a rare rally in the Afghan capital Kabul, days ahead of the first anniversary of the hardline Islamists' return to power. U.S. lawmakers adopt President Joe Biden's sprawling climate tax and health care plan, a major win for the veteran Democrat that includes the biggest ever American investment in the battle against global warming. French firefighters are keeping a wary eye on a huge blaze that appeared to be contained in the country's southwest, with thunderstorms and strong wind gusts expected in the area overnight. North Korea has lifted a mask mandate and eased other virus restrictions, state media says, days after leader Kim Jong-un declared victory over COVID-19. Mexican authorities say they are finally in a position to begin searching a flooded coal mine where 10 workers have been trapped for more than a week, offering fresh hope to anguished relatives. And the United States will boost trade with Taiwan in response to China's provocative behavior. That's what the White House is saying. This is VOA News. Kenya's one-time opposition leader Raila Odinga is slightly ahead in the race for the presidency against the incumbent Deputy President William Ruto. Partial official results showed on Saturday. Odinga has 52.54% of the vote against 46.76% for Ruto, according to figures issued by the Independent Electoral and Boundaries Commission in the early afternoon, based on results from about 30% of polling stations. Kenyans are still waiting for final results 5 days after the country, considered one of the most dynamic democracies in Africa, went to the polls on Tuesday. Odinga is making his fifth stab at the top job with the support of his longtime foe, the outgoing President Uhuru Kenyatta, who has already served 2 terms and cannot run again. Ruto has been deputy president for almost a decade, but was left out in the cold after a pact between Odinga and Kenyatta in 2018 that stunned the nation. Although the long campaign was acrimonious and marred by disinformation, polling day passed off largely peacefully, with independent observers saying the vote was orderly. Russia has warned the U.S. that potentially placing Russia on the U.S. State Department's list of state sponsors of terrorism could be a diplomatic point of no return and trigger a total breakdown of relations between the two countries, reports the Russian news agency TASS. Alexander Darchiev, director of the Russian Foreign Ministry's North American Department, was asked in an interview with TASS whether the possibility of lowering diplomatic relations between Moscow and Washington was being considered. If passed, it would mean that Washington would have to cross the point of no return. The U.S. side has been warned, said Darchiev. Sri Lanka granted port access Saturday for a controversial Chinese research vessel, the foreign ministry said, despite neighboring India's concerns that it could spy on New Delhi's military installations. The Yuan Wang 5 is described as a research and survey vessel by international shipping and analytics sites, but according to Indian media, it is a dual-use spy ship. New Delhi is suspicious of Beijing's increasing presence in the Indian Ocean and influence in Sri Lanka, seeing both as being firmly within its sphere of influence. For more stories, please visit us online at voanews.com. Reporting via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.